Talked a lot about how your team has just sort of kept going and kept going. You got through late second with the penalty kill, early third with the continuation of it. You seem to be in control of this game for almost all of it, even though it was 0-0. Is that a fair read?
Yeah, I thought it was one of our better games we've played, offensively and defensively. I thought both teams defended really well. We end up, I think the last two periods, give them four or five chances. Thing I liked about it is the penalty kill was really important. I just liked our patience. We didn't get itchy when we weren't scoring. I thought Bob played really well. And we just stayed. We just kept our patience, and took us longer than the 60, but we find a way to win.
Given that, did you get momentum off that penalty kill, or was it just status quo and you just kept playing the same way right on through?
It was an important kill. To me, the way we were killing the first part of it at the end of the period, I wish we had more time in that period to keep killing, because we had them. And for the break to come and then they had it again, it was to our disadvantage, but we did a really good job when we started the third. I think it's one of our better overall games. It certainly wasn't played as a 0-0 game by either team. I'm happy on all facets of the game. Our power play had some chances. We find a way.
Obviously, there's good stuff going on all around him, but New Year's Eve and tonight, Merzlikins has gone toe-to-toe with a great goaltender like Bobrovsky and beaten him twice. What does that say about a first-year NHL goaltender and his ability to handle
it? I don't get too interested in that stuff. I just want him to, it doesn't matter who we're playing, I just want him to keep focusing on trying to get better. I thought he had some good puck movements tonight. He wasn't that busy in the second and third period. That's a hard game to play. When you're not that busy, then you get a chance or two. So I thought his concentration was good. I don't buy into that stuff as far as Bob, him. I don't know. That's for you guys to write about. It's another game that he needs to be good. He needs to get ready to play his next game.
John, I know that guys knew the kind of talent that Elvis had, you know, at the beginning of the season. But this stretch that he's had without Corpy, how much confidence do you think the guys have gotten with this goaltender in particular, with some of the stuff that he's been...
Well, I think both of them work off one another. I think he feels very confident how the team's playing in front of him, which has been real good. And he has made key saves at key times. That's where I think his game has grown, is when he's not busy or there's just a lull in our game, he keeps us there and makes a key save at a key time. But like I said, I'm not going to jump up and down with pom-poms here. He has to continue. I worry about you guys with this here, because it isn't the Elvis story here. It's a team game. And all I want him to do is just keep on preparing himself to play each and every game.
John, just you're rolling those three sets of defensemen all the way through. I mean, 4 minutes left in the game, something like that. Harry and Nudy are out there. You just had – those guys were playing well enough that it didn't matter in the final minutes. You weren't going to cut down to four guys.
Yeah, it comes to matches, too, which you're focusing on what's the future lines coming up. But they played well. I thought Harry and Nudy had one shift where they turned it over and they ran around a little bit. But we tried to use the whole bench. I cut back, although they probably had one of their better shifts, their last shift, the max line, in the third period. But 3 or 4 minutes left, I went with the three lines. But I thought our back end, I thought our support coming back with our back pressure allowed our D to stay up in the neutral zone tonight. And I thought that was a key against a really good offensive team. Barkov or no Barkov, they have some really good offensive players. I thought we did a really good job in the neutral zone.
Pierre-Luc had that stretch in the third period. There was like two or three shifts in the third period where he just looked dominating. Are you seeing more of that from him, sort of the get-behind-me-boys kind of shifts this year than in maybe his first couple?
Well, I think he's been inconsistent this year up until the last four or five games as far as how hard he competes. I think he's brought it to another level. The Winnipeg game, I think, was our last game before the break. I thought it was one of the stronger games I've seen him play. And since then, I think he Him and I kind of talked a little bit after the break via text, and I think he's found a way to keep that standard of how he competes. In the third period, and maybe you guys didn't even notice it, it wasn't an offensive play. He bowled himself out of the corner defensively. And I think it was within the last 2 minutes of the game. Held on to the puck and just beat a guy out of the corner to get us out of our end zone. Those are things he has the ability to do. As long as he's focused and prepared to compete the level that he should be keep competing at every night.
The poise that you guys showed right after the disallowed goal, sometimes that can get a team worked up where they think that that goal should have counted.
Okay. Bob shrugged. You know how Bob makes those? He shrugs.
Right.
I thought Bob played it really well, though. He went right to the ref right after. And Cam did hit his glove.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure Bob's making that save with his glove, even if Cam doesn't hit it. He shrugs sometimes when he plays goal. And I didn't mean to interrupt your question.
No. You gave me more answer than I thought. But then after that, where you obviously clearly thought you should have had a goal there, just about your business to use your
phrase. Yeah, we were talking about it while they were looking at it. Just no matter what happens, I said the power play, get ready. If it goes our way, if not, let's just go out and play. And we weren't bothered by it. It was just getting ready for our next shift.